is our fee for transmitter site rental. $185,000 bandwidth server fees for our website. $60,000 repair and upkeep of the building. The things that it doesn't pay for: record CDs and tapes, air staff time, DJs, transportation. We pay our own gas and bus fees, legal services. We have volunteer listener attorneys, computer internet services, dedicated volunteers, office staff. Most of them are volunteers. So I want to thank you for all that you do for us. As we can see, a lot of these volunteer jobs are done by listeners. So thank you for listening, as well as for helping us with so many things. Doing a show weekly can be a lot of work sometimes. I don't always feel like doing it every week, but I always feel better after I do. I think we need to get back into the music. The Music Company covering Michelle from the album Rubber Soul Jazz. The Music Company is Don Randi, R-A-N-D-I. Great California, L.A. I would say bordering onto jazz musician here. He has a club called the Baked Potato. All right, before Michelle, I played the Monkees with Daddy song from the movie Head. Before that, a few songs by the group The Move, favorite of mine. I played a radio spot for the LP Split Ends. I played Move, song from 1966, an early tune by The Move, and Fire Brigade, probably my favorite song by them, the early piano version. And I played Tara Tiger Girl, which has always sounded to me a little bit like The Move. And while it's not produced by Roy Wood from The Move, he produced the first single, which doesn't sound anything like The Move to me. And I started that set out with Angel Pavement and Jennifer, which I believe sounds a lot like The Move. You tell me, listeners. If you didn't get a chance to pledge during my show, you can always pledge during Richard Wigg's fantastic show, The Wig Out, which is coming on next. After Richard, we have Harry Parmenter with the Funhouse. Give him some bucks, too. So we get a full night, as always, on Sunday. That's it for tonight. I want to thank you for being with me. My name is Becky. Did I mention that? As always, I want to play you out with a fun one. Let's see, who can I dedicate this to? How about Brett and Madeline? Also, Steve Stanley, who I know loves the person that is being sung about here. This is Peter Pan and Wendy. We all love Tiny Tim. Good night, everybody.
We all love Tiny Tim, and we're very fond of him, 'cause he's such a lovely fella, a real lovely fella, and we're very fond of him. Give three cheers for Tiny Tim. He's so debonair and slim, and he's such a lovely fella, a real lovely fella, and we all love Tiny Tim. He's got a high falsetto, he sings in Rigoletto, he gets the whole thing going every time that he comes in. God bless you, Tiny Tim, letting all that sunshine in.
all over the skirt. A little engine gave her moccasin leather. The squad didn't like him at all. The fourth little engine took her riding in his big canoe. The fifth little engine took her down the waterfall. The sixth little engine caught a claw, had a woo, but the squad didn't like him at all.
Mysterians. Number one in America and Canada, October 1966, here on the Wig Out. All right, baby, Wigsters, Wig folk, welcome to the Wig Out. It is WFMU's fundraising marathon. Yeah, we're playing the hits tonight, baby. Playing the hits on the Wig Out. None bigger than Question Mark and the Mysterians there with 96 Tears, originally titled 69 Tears. Ooh. and then flipped over and cleaned up for for Mid-America. Yeah, Mid-America 1966. Not ready. Ready for 96 Tears, though. All right, one of my favorite singles here. That's what we're playing, my favorite hits here. I'm Richard Wigg, blasting out the blastables here from the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam. All right, I mentioned it is WFMU's fundraising marathon here. We are at the midway point here this Sunday evening. Swinging Sundays, Becky, Bubblegum OD gets things started at 7 p.m. Harry closes down Swinging Sundays, 9 to 10 o'clock with the Fun House, Harry Parmenter. Expect the unexpected with Harry. And then here we are in the middle hour. We are flipping out and wigging out with Richard Wigg here on the Wig Out, 8 to 9 o'clock hour. You can set your watch by it, baby. Oh, yeah. A lot of great swag here. We're looking for your support. Those of you that are swag for lifers, we really appreciate your monthly contribution. And those of you that haven't pledged, now is a great time to show your support for the first time to WFMU. You can show support by dedicating or directing your contribution towards a particular show or towards one of the streams, like the Wig Out or the Rock and Soul stream. There's a number of great programs here on WFMU and on all of the streams. We're just one big family. All goes to the same place, keeping WFMU afloat and pumping out the blastables. Yeah, we have a goal this year of $1.7 million, and that helps us with our transmitter, helps with the archives, helps with the stream waves, and just the overall digital je ne sais quoi of the stream. Yeah, all right. Be thanking some listeners. A lot of you have pledged support to WFMU and to the Rock and Soul stream and to the Wig Out, and I really appreciate it. We are proudly listener supported, and this time of year, we really appreciate y'all coming through for us and helping us keep the lights on, the transmitter transmitting, and the streamway streaming. All right, blasting out the blastables here. All right, from the summer of 1966, released in June, a hit later that summer, from San Jose, The Count Five. We'll be right back.
shake so bad, can't light my cigarette. You stop walking toward me and my cool, cause all I've done, if I could get my feet to move, I turn around and run. My pulse is beating faster and I'm heading for disaster. Here I go. Get me to the world on time. You gotta get me to the world on time. One kiss from you and my whole body starts acting strange. You shake up all my hormones, you put me through a change. This chemical reaction isn't easy to define. You drive me to distraction, you disturb my peace of mind. Spinning like a top now, and I don't know how to stop now. Is this what love's all about? Safety, I feel so without wild sensations, sweet frustrations. You get me going.
girl, you didn't have no shoes, but now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who. I said, I'm not your stepping stone.
City, the Blues Magoos, we ain't got nothing yet. Single released in October of 66, became a hit, real big hit, in February of 67 and into the spring of 67. Oh yeah, a lot of great 45s from the Blues Magoos, a couple of LPs, do a great version of the Moves, I Can Hear the Grass Grow, I think on their third album, Basic Blues Magoos. Love the Blues Magoos, man. You are tuned to the Wig Out here, where we hear in the hits, here in the blastable hits, the garage blastable hits. Yeah, baby. The Monkees, my favorite Boys and Hearts song. I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. Hit in 67. A lot of great versions of Stepping Stone. I think I'm a Believer was intended as the A side, but you know what we do here. We flip them over sometimes and play the more raucous B side. Yeah. Lead vocal by Mickey Dolenz, who recently celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday, Mickey. I think a lot of my favorite Monkees tracks have Mickey singing them. Great drummer, great musician, hilarious guy. Love the Monkees, man. Dig into your Monkees 45s and LPs. A lot of great music there. And Paul Revere and the Raiders. I think the first single that kicked off their string of hits, that's from 66. He was released in late 65, became a hit in 66. Stepping Out. I ain't seen a woman in 69 years. Says Mark Lindsay. All right, Mark. And the Electric Prunes, Get Me to the World on Time. Their follow-up single to I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, that was released in early 67, as a hit through the spring and summer of 67, and they went to the percussion cabinet for that one, man. And the Bo Diddley Bee. Yeah. One of the great things about WFMU is the themes that we have. We often, many of our shows, celebrate Bovember in November, and there's the Electric Prunes. Get some Bovember into their Get Me Onto the World on Time. All right, I don't even know what I'm saying. What am I saying? Man, it's psychotic here. The psychotic reaction. I'm having a psychotic retraction reaction here. To the count five. Oh, man. Great group from San Jose. Monster 45. Really liked the LP too. A couple of great singles, and then they went on their way. They broke up like a year later or so. I think maybe they lasted into 68. All right. Like I said, this is the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. I'm Richard Wigg. I'm going to be blasting out the basketballs here from the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam. And it is our fundraising marathon here on WFMU and across all of the streams. A lot of great support that has come in here to WFMU, to the streams, to the Rock and Soul stream, and to the Wig Out. I want to thank some of you right now for your support. We have, leading us off here, SF Sorrow. All right. Thank you, SF Sorrow, with a very nice pledge. Very nice pledge. Thank you, SF Sorrow. And we have Frank and Christina. Frank and Christina, power couple here on the Rock and Soul stream with a staff pledge. All right. From New York City. Yes, they've been swag for lifers for a number of years. Frank does the hard stuff. Frank does the hard stuff. Yeah. On Tuesdays here on the Rock and Soul stream. And then Christina is part of the Rotations cast of characters who does a show on Thursdays right after Glynis's great show, Crayons to Perfume. Every week, there's a different female DJ on Rotations. I always enjoy it when Christina takes the helm on Rotations. And we have Doug. Doug from Falls Church, Virginia. Falls Church, Virginia. The Wig Out and the Rock and Soul stream, really big in Falls Church. We have a number of pledgers from Falls Church. And then we got the one, the only, you know her, you love her, Mom Wig. All right, the patron saint of the Rock and Soul stream with a very nice pledge here to the Wig Out. All right. And then we've got Daniel. Daniel from Baltimore, New York. Am I reading that right? No, I am not reading it right. It is Belmore. Wig, check your specs. It is from Belmore, New York. Daniel with a great Swag for Life pledge. Thank you. Really appreciate the support here from across the country. And speaking of from across the country, WLS Clark coming in strong. Strong with the signal there from Lincoln, Nebraska. All right, Clark. Clark says, screw the mothership. I'm hanging with my peeps on the Rock and Soul stream. All right, Clark. Actually, we have love for the entire family of streams and the mothership here on WFMU. Without the mothership, the streams wouldn't exist. We appreciate Clark's passion, though. All right. And then we got Eric. Eric from Portland with a very nice pledge. He loves all the DJs. L-U-V. Eric, we love you, too. Thank you. Enjoy your contributions to our fundraising here at the marathon and also on the chat. I love chatting with people, the listeners, as the shows air, whether it's the Wig Out or on another show. You get to chat about the music, maybe the weather, what's going on, maybe a favorite record that you've got. Maybe you're just talking about what you had for dinner or what you're going to have along with your dinner. Or just general tomfoolery. Yeah, a lot of tomfoolery here in the chat. It's a great feature of WFMU. Makes WFMU and the streams unique. There's sometimes when I may listen to a show that a buddy does or someone does elsewhere outside of WFMU, I do stray occasionally and see what's going on in the rest of the world. And there's not a chat function available. It feels somehow incomplete. So it's something that WFMU does that I think is really fantastic. It helps with the sense of community that we have here at the station and on the streams. All right, a couple of more here. Matt, got Matt Clark here. All right, from New York City, Swag for Life. Matt doing a lot of things behind the scenes and behind the mic. I almost said in front of the camera, but it's radio. Matt is one of my favorite DJs here on WFMU. He does an incredible show with Mike Sin, the Matt and Mike Hour, actually 2 hours now. I'm so grateful that they've extended it to 2 hours. They do What's Happening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays here on the Rock and Soul stream. And the Met also will guest DJ on the Mothership, and I also really enjoy looking for Matt as he sprinkles his guest appearances across the radio dial and across the week. And Matt does a lot behind the scenes, keeping the Rock and Soul stream going. Really appreciate Matt. Without Matt, there'd be no Wig Out. And we can't have that, can we? All right. So go check out Matt and Mike and What's Happening, and toss some support towards What's Happening. That's something that you can do, is that you can allocate your pledge towards a show. And those of you that I'm thanking here have done so to the Wig Out, and I really appreciate that. Those of you that are considering pledging, if you haven't yet, or you have a long-time Swag for Life contribution that you make and you want to up yours, you want to up your pledge, you can do that. We have a lot of great swag. For the Rock and Soul stream, we have a tote bag, a great tote bag for a basic pledge of $75 gets you the Rock and Soul tote with a great design by Manny Dominguez. I like to carry around my Rock and Soul tote, especially when I am at a record fair, and you can see other people will look at you like, that guy is cool. He digs WFMU, and even better, oh man, he's into the underground. He's into the underground by digging rock and soul. Oh man, Rock and Soul stream, get your fashionable tote bag. All right, we have a lot of other great swag. Go check it out. You go to WFMU.org. You may already be there. And then there's a widget, it's this rectangle that's got the WFMU logo and the woof moo and the cow and the dog going woof moo. And click on that, and then you can just follow the links and the prompts, provide your information, put in your pledge, allocate it to the shows or the streams that you would like to, and then you can select your swag. We've got a lot of DJ premiums for a lot of the shows and a lot of the streams. There's t-shirts, there's stickers. For one of the larger pledges, you can enter a contest. You're entered into a contest and you win a trip to go see Gonerfest. Are you kidding me? You get airfare, VIP passes. I'm not sure what VIP pass is at Gonerfest. Maybe extra sweat because it's in Memphis in the summer. But you also get lodging. So Gonerfest is a great rock and roll experience. Go with your brethren and your sister and get into the mix there in Memphis with Gonerfest. All expenses paid. All right. Well, let's thank a couple other people here, and then we'll get back to the music. DJ Vicky V from the Fringe Factory on Wednesday evenings here, a Swag for Life staff pledge. All right. She says, a staff pledge to the best DJs on the planet. Love my WFMU family. All right, Vicky, we love you too. Thank you so much. Appreciate the contribution. All right, a couple of others here. Julie from Minneapolis. All right, Julie, a very nice pledge to the Wig Out and a Swag for Life for to boot. And then we got Clintus, DJ girl group girl, Clintus. Like I said, Cranston Perfume, Thursday evenings here on the Rock and Soul stream at 7 p.m. with her great female singer, girl groups, female lead singer focus show. It's been on for a number of years, anchor to the Thursday night programming. And she is a Swag for Lifer. All right. Thank you. Thank you, honey. All right. And then Dan Electro with a very nice pledge from Tuscaloosa. He is the drummer in the Woggles. You should check out his new group, The Allergic Reaction. He's a great Swag for Lifer for a number of years. And if you're hearing some background noise, that's because he's showering in the next room. We have a bathroom here at the Bunker Studios. And right next door, we have Naked Dan Electro cooling off and lathering up. Yeah, Naked Dan Electro lathering up here in the next door to the Bunker Studio here at the Wigwam. All right, let's get back into it. All right, 1966 into 1967, the Standells. They love that dirty water, just like Dan Electro.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big bad story, baby. It's all about my town. They're down by the river. Ah, that's what's happening, baby.
The unmistakable sound of Sky Saxon and the Seeds. Sky Sunlight Saxon and the Seeds. Pushing Too Hard. Big hit in the summer of 66. It was actually released in late 65. It was not initially a hit, but this one dedicated DJ in Los Angeles kept plugging the song, kept playing it, played their album to death, and then it caught on. Huge hit in Los Angeles, as It should have been, yeah. It was proper there. Speaking of Los Angeles, the Turtles, also a big group on the Sunset Strip. A lot of great hits nationally. Outside Chance is one we played there. It's also from the summer of 66. This set brought to you by the summer of 66. All right, you're tuned to the Wig Out here. We played a couple of British groups before that, you know. British Invasion and U.S. North American Garage going together there very well. The Who, also a hit here in the U.S. in the summer of 66. The Kids Are All Right. And we did a great Who special here, last year that was well received. Played the initial 12 Who 45s all in succession. I go back to the archives occasionally and I'll listen to that while I'm doing a run or doing some task or something. It's one of the great things about WFMU is the archives, man. Every show going back 20 plus years on the streams, on the mothership, is archived, and it's just free. You don't even have to contribute to the station to enjoy the archives. It is our public service to you, the public. Yes, all right, but we do appreciate your support. So please, please continue to pledge and contribute to keep WFMU running. Let's see, we also have the Hollies. I can hear it now. Hollies every week. Carrie Ann from May of 67, a string of 45s that were big hits here in the U.S. on Epic Records. And then the Standells, Dirty Water, another one that took a couple of months to catch on. That was released in late 65, and then it became another big hit of 66, the summer of 66, man. That is my idea of AM gold. I know we AM gold may come with some other references here, but to me, the summer of 66 with the Blues Magoos and the Raiders and the Prunes and the Count Five and the Standells and the Turtles and the Seeds, that is my idea of AM gold here. And it is the idea of AM gold for a number of you that are regular listeners here to the Wig Out and to the Rock and Soul stream that have pledged your support. So we're going to read off a couple of more names here. We got Mike Sin. Mike Sin with a staff pledge. Swag for lifer. All right, from New Jersey. Mike Sin from New Jersey. He of Matt and Mike and the Fantabulous was happening show on Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. The anchor show on the Tuesday night of programming here on the Rock and Soul stream. And then Mike Sin also doing a number of things behind the scenes. He's often an engineer, like Matt is often an engineer when there's a live group in studio that is blasting out their blastables across the airwaves and the stream waves. And then he also will do fill-ins on the mothership. I really appreciate Mike's optical sound, is what he calls it, when he's doing a fill-in. All right, Mike, thank you for your support. Another individual without which the Rock and Soul stream would not exist. I appreciate Mike making sure that the Rock and Soul stream is working, is functioning, and that the Wig Out can come along on Sunday nights and blast out our blastables. All right, a couple more people to thank here that have pledged their support to WFMU and the Wig Out. We got Reed and Thousand Oaks. All right, another left coaster. All right, Daddy, thank you, Reed. Swag for lifer and a very nice pledge to WFMU. Jay in Hillsborough, North Carolina. All right, Jay, also a swag for lifer. We got a string of swag for lifers here. We got Candace in Austin. Regular listener, participant in the chat. Always enjoy seeing Candace out and about, whether in person or on the chat. Let's see, we also have a staff pledge, Daisy Lacey, who is part of Rotations on Thursday nights with her pledge from Falls Church. You rock, all caps is what she says. Thank you, Daisy, you rock. All right, enjoy Rotations on Thursday nights. We got another staff pledge. You have gum on your show. Oh man, thanks for rocking my world. Becky says, all right, Becky of Bubblegum OD. Becky from the Los Angeles area. Swag for lifer and a contributor to WFMU and the Wig Out. All right. And then from Oakland, Rob from Oakland, Rob K from Oakland. All right, baby, swag for lifer. Love the contribution here to WFMU, to the Rock and Soul stream, and to WFMU. All right, Rob, thank you so much. We have Jake from New York. All right, with a swag for life pledge. Multiple years he's been contributing as a swag for lifer. All right, let's see. We also got a couple of more here. I want to get back to the music, but we want to express our appreciation and our support. This is a once-a-year thing that we do with our big fundraising marathon where we generate almost our entire operating budget for the year. So we do this once a year. We appreciate your indulgence here. We appreciate your support. We are proudly listener-supported. That is where our contributions and our functioning income comes from. We do not have large corporate donors that might be sticking their thumb on the scale on what we can play, what we can program, and what we can say. Every song on every show on WFMU is picked by the DJ without pressure to play or not play something. So you get the wiggiest, weirdest, wackiest stuff. You know what they say about WFMU? If you don't like the current song that's being played, hang on, because the next song may be something that you'll want to hear. And if you are enjoying the current song, you better enjoy it, because the next one might be a change of pace as well. All right, so we also got Medsin with a staff pledge. All right, lots of love to all at WFMU, and especially my Rock and Soul radio show hosts. Keep on rocking. All right, Medsin from Cape May, New Jersey. Thank you. He's a swag for lifer. Also doing a bunch of things behind the scenes. Appreciate the promotional support from Medsin. All right, Musical Dose. Musical Dose with Medsin on Fridays. All right, let's see. We also have from Villa Park, Illinois, Steve, swag for lifer. Man, I'm loving all these swag for lifers. It's something that is really good about our contribution structure here and our pledge structure, is that rather than one large contribution that might be $50, $100, maybe a couple $100 if you're so inclined, that can be, you know, you might feel that the month that you write that check and send it into WFMU. So instead, we have structured our contribution so that you can choose what we call Swag for Life, which is a monthly contribution. So for those of you that want to do so, you contribute, say, $240, and rather than writing a check out for $240, we just take $20 a month, supply to your credit card, and, you know, that's basically like a week of coffee for those of you that like to get your coffee made by the barista at the coffee shop. You just barely feel it, man, $20 a month. And then you can go up from there. There's 360, which is $30 a month, 600, which is 50 a month, which is just $12.50 a week. That is $12.50 a week. That is $6.25 for each hour of the What's Happening show. If that's all you listen to, that is only $6.25, which when you break it down, that is just a little bit more than 10 cents a minute. 10 cents a minute for quality programming from Matt and Mike on Tuesday evenings. All right, let's see. We also have Andrew and Jen from Rockville, Maryland. All right, Swag for Lifers with a very nice pledge to the show and to the stream and to WFMU. Then we got Sarah from Oregon City, another left coaster. I love my West Coast peeps. All right, Swag for Lifer is Sarah. Sarah the Swag for Lifer. And we got Jeff from Autumna, Iowa. All right, Jeff, Father Flat, the staff pledge. All right, baby. And then we got Tom from Brooklyn, another Swag for Lifer. We got Jeffrey from Garwood, New Jersey, is a Swag for Lifer. Then we got Stu. Oh, man, I love Swag for Lifers and staff pledges. Here's to another great year of Freeform Radio. And you got to put your fist in the air when you say that. Freeform Radio. You got to pump your fist. Freeform Radio. All right. Catch Stu Saturday evenings right after the drop-in show. He is here for you after the drop-in. That would be 7 p.m. Eastern. Am I doing that math right? Because I think in West Coast, Pacific time zone here. So let's see. That's 4 o'clock Pacific and 7 o'clock Eastern. That's one of the great things about WFMU and the streams, is that we are international. We are around the globe, north, south, east, west, all the way around, where we can blast out the blastables here from the Bunker Studio. All right, back to the music. I've been blabbing here for a long time. Man, there are hardly any songs more iconic than this track, Three Chord Monster, written by Van Morrison, released by his group Them, made a big hit in when? The summer of '66. Shadows of Night, baby! Where's the time gone? We're almost up with our hour here on this week's Week Out. I've got so many people to thank. I'm so passionate about being on WFMU and the Rock and Soul Street. And I just love just talking about it maybe a little bit more. I'll get some more music in next week as we close out the marathon. Oh, man. Gloria, of course. The Shadows of Night, written by Van Morrison, originally released by them. It's starting to be a little bit of a hit here, especially in Los Angeles. But it was picked up by the Shadows of Night. They recorded it in December of 65, got it out, became a big monster hit in the summer of 66. And then I don't even know how many versions of Gloria there are. Once upon a time, back in a past life, I did a whole show on Gloria covers. And I don't know that I'm going to do that again, but I'll break out some other versions of Gloria here. It seems like that's a song that every garage band worth its salt was doing from 66 into 68. Man, with the call out and the spelling, you get a spelling lesson with Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A. Yeah, just like W-H-I-G. Wig. Yeah, baby. You're tuned to the Wig out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. Gotta be blasting out the blastables here. All right, I'm going to read a couple of more people here that have made pledges to WFMU and to the Rock and Soul Stream. That's something you can do. You can allocate your contribution to a particular stream or a show or a number of shows. Those of you that enjoy a number of shows here in the fine programming across the WFMU family, you can allocate your pledge, and then the station will spread it out accordingly. All goes to the same place, so it all goes to keeping WFMU in totality functioning properly. So we transmit in the tri-state area around New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And then we've got the streams. We've got the Sheila stream, the drummer stream, the rock and soul stream. A lot of great programming on all of those streams. And so you can show your love to specific DJs and specific shows. You go to the widget, go to WFMU.org, look for the widget, click on that. It'll ask for some specific information so that you can show your support. You can select your swag, you need some stickers, some t-shirts. There's DJ premiums from some of the shows and from the streams. Our premium for a $75 basic pledge here on the Rock and Soul Stream is this great tote bag designed by Manny Dominguez. And there's lots of other stuff to look for. And really, any dollar, $10, $100, 50 cents, we really appreciate it here because we are very passionate about freeform radio, and we are also just really proud to be listener supported. you come through for us this time of year, and we really appreciate it. All right, I'm going to read a couple of more pledgers here that have made contributions. We've got Daniel from the UK. All right, an international pledge. Really appreciate that. And he is a swag for lifer. All right, Daniel. Then we got Gail the Snail. All right, Gail the Snail. She's done a couple of drop-ins. Always enjoy seeing Snail on the chat. And when she does a drop-in, she is a swag for lifer from Bronxville, New York. All right. Then we got Christopher from Seattle. Another left coaster. All right, Christopher, swag for lifer. And then we have Andrew. Andrew, you might see him as H on the stream from down under, from Sydney. He is also a swag for lifer. All right, H, thank you so much. H for hell yeah is WFMU. All right, I'm going to take us out. I don't know if I have any room left here, but we're going to go out with an instrumental here. This is Bob Seger and the Last Herd, the flip side of East Side Story called East Side Sound. All right, Wigsters, keep listening. Keep pledging, keep bringing it to WFMU. We're here for you, and this week, you've been here for us. Thank you so much. All right, we'll be back next week, Wigsters. Stay tuned for Harry. He's coming up at the top of the hour with the Fun House. Be back next week. Same week time, same week channel. All right.
To the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
Welcome to the Funhouse, and as you know by now, it is March Marathon Month here at WFMU, where we ask you for a contribution to keeping great 24/7 commercial-free music going strong. WFMU is a completely independent operation, beholden to no one except you, our listeners, and we rely on your generous contributions to make it all happen. I think if you're listening, you already know that, and know what a special place this is, but this is the time when we need your support. So please go to WFMU.org and make a contribution of any amount, one-time gift, monthly or annual pledge, whatever you can do to help keep the fire burning. We need it. We appreciate it. WFMU.org. Now, let's hear some music. -40 degrees and I get what you say.
air, now watch me throw it. I feel me throw it to the people on the real side. To class styles, because it seems real music died. We got pride in our city, Detroit. Kid Rock and Bradley, baby, now that's the real joint. And when it hits, it's like a fist from Joe Louis. Try to get higher than us, you just blow through.